time for the North Shore Sports Desk on MSO News Sports. We bring you the latest in high school sports news from all across the North Shore. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by the Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber. And now your host, Dom Nicastro.
North Shore Sports Desk, what's going on, everybody? Dom Nicastro here for our mid-December show, December 18th. It is 2025. Couple of more shows left in the year. We're down to two, and then there were two. So this show is going to be a lot of fun. We're going to catch up with Colin McQueen, Amesbury football coach, on their tremendous season once again, getting all the way to the final step and falling just shy in the Super Bowl. So we'll talk to Coach McQueen about the foundation this team has laid. And despite the second place finish, nothing to be ashamed of there, getting to Gillette 2 out of 3 years, my goodness. We'll talk about that. Then we'll get Rick Gorman on. He is host of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Tournament up in, usually at Merrimack, North Andover, and we get a lot of North Shore teams involved there. So we'll talk to Rick, and then we'll just gab about things that are coming up. We thank our sponsors, Moynihan Lumber, Cape Ann Savings Bank, Student Athlete of the Week. We'll start the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Week up next week for the winter season. Gave the kids a couple of weeks to play. And then Moynihan Lumber, we got some winners from November that will get in ASAP. So stay with us. First up, Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen.
At Moynihan Lumber, we know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States. They do it because Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low-maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows at any of our three locations in Beverly, North Reading, or Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
All the appetizers to get your taste buds going, like sliders, quesadillas, wraps, and burgers. Specialties like tropical grilled salmon, fajitas, turkey tips, steaks, ribs, pasta, seafood, kids' meals. And did we mention 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games? There's going out, and then there's Sylvan Street Grill, the best place to go on the North Shore in Peabody and Salisbury.
Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill.
North Shore Sports Desk back at it with our latest guest. We are dipping our toes one last time into the fall season, and with good reason, catching up with Amesbury football coach Colin McQueen. What's going on, coach?
Hey, Dom. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Pleasure having you. We are a couple of weeks out from a thrilling but almost great finish from the Amesbury perspective. 22-14 loss to Cohasset, Division 7 Super Bowl at Gillette. Second time in 3 years the Red Hawks have gotten to that point and fell just shy. But first of all, how you doing, coach?
I'm doing great, man. A little tired. It's a long season, but we're feeling good. Very, very proud of what our guys were able to do this year, certainly.
Yeah. 12 wins. That's got to be at the top for your 9-year run with the Amesbury, correct?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Not like it came out of nowhere, though. We were just talking off air. I mean, 38 wins last 4 seasons, 2 trips to Gillette. And these boys won 12 in a row. And we're so close. Just take me to that game. You had a few weeks to digest it now. Yeah. what are your thoughts? What did you leave out there?
Yeah, I mean, incredibly proud of our effort. I think, you know, we left everything. And a lot of times, you know, if things don't go your way, it's pretty easy to look back on it and say, man, what if we had done this? What if we had done that? I really don't feel that there was more we could have done in terms of preparation as a coaching staff, as a team. I think we were very well prepared going into it. I think our players exerted maximum effort. They did everything we asked of them. And like I tell my guys, like we try to put ourselves in a position as a program to win all the games we should win. And then maybe if things go right, we can steal a couple of ones that we shouldn't win even, you know, and that's happened throughout the last few years, certainly. But we just want to be well prepared and we want to be in that spot. And even if you do right things all the time, it still may not go your way. That's life. And, you know, that was how it went for us on that Thursday down in Foxborough. But you know, we ran into a very, very good Cohasset team and, you know, we weren't able to come out on top, but I'm still incredibly proud of what our guys were able to accomplish in getting there, to not falter in the 12 games leading up to that game is a pretty special thing. And then, you know, their last effort together as a group, I think was a special one and one to be proud of.
Yeah, and that you know, that senior class you had this year, obviously as sophomores went to Gillette. So you know, two of their, you know, four seasons in high school football end where the Patriots play. I mean, what more can you ask for? Tell me about that journey with that class as sophomores, juniors, seniors, that class, like that whole body of work that these last three seasons must have just been incredible consistency with these kids.
Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, we just talked about, we had our awards night a couple nights ago. And, you know, obviously with Justin being our quarterback, Justin Doobie, for the last 3 years, you know, we trusted him as a sophomore and for good reason. And he quarterbacked us as a young kid to Gillette and then, you know, to get his team back there. But as a group, they were a real special group. We knew that when they came in, they were incredibly tight knit. They cared about each other. And then there was like a great level of athleticism. And I don't mean that in the terms of like speed and strength necessarily. I'm talking about like spatial awareness, understanding of the game, you know, athletic intelligence. And these guys were really special in that way. And they played for each other. And that allowed us to do some more complex things throughout their tenure with us. Obviously when you're in the ear of a quarterback for 3 years straight, you get a pretty good chemistry there, you know? So that was easy in terms of the play calling, the expansion of the playbook, kind of running some different concepts. It was, you know, and if you watched us at all this year, you could see that a little bit. But really, you know, what this group is going to be remembered for, you know, as a coaching staff, as a community, I think is how great they were as people. And I think that care that they had for each other and that accountability towards each other is really what got us through in a lot of situations.
Yeah. But not all teams have that, you know? No. And you can't force it. You know, it's like something the coach has got to kind of step back and be like, it's your team, guys, you know,
right.
What you got to do. I mean, and to that end, you know, tell me about your captains and kind of the role they played.
Captains were incredible. You know, and you never really know what you're going to get. I mean, this was a group that they've seen. I mean, back to your original point about them having been there for all of it. We were a pretty highly touted group back in 2023. There's a lot of publicity. I think a lot of people expected us to do what we did. And those guys, many of them, I think people don't realize how involved some of those kids were as sophomores. Obviously, Justin being the quarterback, but we had other guys. Ethan Kirby was starting at tight end for us until he broke his hand on Thanksgiving and didn't get to play in Gillette. Mm. Ollie Peters, who was, now I'm listing all captains right now. Ollie was one of our four captains. Ethan was another one. Justin was another one. And then Dylan Palin was our fourth. But Ollie ended up getting his first start as a
wow.
tight end in Gillette Stadium as a sophomore. And actually caught a 2-point conversion from his buddy. And that, like, stuff like that, people don't realize, you know. And then there was the following year when a lot of people wrote us off and said, you know, they lost that big senior class. Can they compete? Can they get back? And we had a very, very small senior class ahead of them. And they stepped up as juniors in a big way, you know, and that senior class, you know, we love those guys. And they stepped up and became seniors before our eyes. But it was a lot of the efforts of those kids as juniors. And then obviously coming into this year, maybe not one of the most publicized groups in Division VII. There was a lot of really high power stuff around the state, but they were consistent. They showed up and they put themselves in position to win games. And I thought they were an incredibly special group, but just loved coaching them because they were so smart. They're so savvy and then like the sense of humor that comes along with that intelligence too. We appreciate that. They were great kids to be around.
Yeah. Yeah, and just a run of man, the offense just really pumped home some numbers this year. You know, you're looking at the scores, and a low score for you guys was like 22. You know, and your battle tested, it looked like. I mean, Pawtucket was a 1-point game. North Reading was a 2-point game. So those could only have been helpful for, you know, getting into the postseason.
Absolutely, you know, and we have a lot of pride being from the Cape Ann League. I know that there's great coaches in that league. There's great teams, and we see great players all season. But yeah, those two that you pointed out, those jump out definitely as ones that test your mettle. There's some really great football players, and really throughout the playoffs, that was our, you know, we went to that well a few times where we said, hey guys, like here we are preparing for this elite Division VII team, but they don't have a Gavin Brady running routes for him or from North Reading, or yeah. You know, they don't have Jason Berry running quarterback draw. He was dangerous and hurt us. They don't have Nick Carrion, you know, mossing people in the end zone. We felt prepared because of the level of competition that we played all year.
Yeah, that's amazing. And then another notch in the kids' belt this year was the Thanksgiving Day win. How do you manage that, coach? You know, you get a lot of different opinions of a Super Bowl bound coach and program has to play a week before the, you know, that incredibly rich in tradition Thanksgiving game, but you got an eye towards Foxborough. How do you balance? How do you manage that?
I mean, from our perspective, and it's easy as a small school, like we don't have, you know, the depth of like a St. John's who can say, hey, we're going to go with like our second stringers. There are some positions that it don't have a second string when you're operating with a 40 man roster. So for us, it's pretty easy. We say, all right, we got an opportunity to play this game that we love. I certainly wouldn't rob my seniors of their last opportunity to play and get a victory against their arch rival. And you know, it was this one especially really easy. We were trying to solidify what was an undefeated regular season against every Cape Ann League opponent. We scheduled them all, and we wanted to beat them all, and we take a lot of pride in that. So to get up for that game, really easy for us. It was another piece of this senior class's legacy. But really, as a program wide mentality, we got guys that. It doesn't matter if we like a challenge to like a game of badminton in phys ed class, third period, like whatever's in front of us, we want to compete and we want to win. And that Thanksgiving Day game being positioned where it is, it's no different in our mind than any other game. We want to put our best product on the field.
Yeah. What does it look like for next year? Kids coming back, junior class now becomes seniors, sophomore, juniors. Is it a healthy returning bunch, or did the seniors kind of wipe you out with the 2026 grads?
No, I mean, I think this is a conversation that really happens every year. You know, people say, well, those were the guys.
We lost them all. Yeah.
we love those guys, and we are going to miss coaching them, certainly. But we feel that we've done a pretty good job of establishing a program where kids understand what the expectation is. And we've had a lot of great classes come through who have set the standard for these guys. And I think back to our early years when we were really trying to establish it and the efforts that those guys gave us in moments where we frankly, like I look back on it, I'm like, we weren't really ready to be winning the way that we were winning at that point compared to where we are as a program now. But every guy who bought into it along the way has a piece in it. And these guys understand what they're doing carrying the torch. So a lot of what we do schematically tries to ask as little athletically as possible as you can in this game. And we really try to pride ourselves in creating scheme that can allow those who have tremendous heart, willpower, and toughness to succeed on the football field. And that's what I think is so great about this game.
Yeah. Well, now the off season is upon us. What does that look like for Coach McQueen? What keeps him busy in the 8 months that are not football?
Man, it's going to be a busy one. My wife and I have a little one on the way that's due in May.
Congrats.
So that's, I got a pregnant wife at home, and that's one thing. My stepdaughter is nine. So I jumped right into, we went from a Super Bowl loss on a Thursday. I was at third grade rec basketball practice the next afternoon after school. And then we showed up on Saturday and we got beat 38-2. So we've got some work to do.
Tough week for Coach McQueen.
That'll be that. And then, I get involved in helping out with some of the middle school basketball up at the school where I teach in New Hampshire, as well, work some game management, help out at some practices and, just try to stay involved that way. And then we'll make a point to go down and see some of our guys compete down in Amesbury. We got a couple of hoopers. We got some track and field guys. We got some hockey guys. Because it's a small school and we want three sport athletes anyways. But we got a lot of guys that do a lot of special things in their other seasons. So I'll try to make a point to get around them and then get a little bit of relaxation in and then crank it up. We give the guys until after break before we open the weight room just to kind of recharge after the season. But this group understands again, like what it means to carry the torch. They're going to get their butts in the weight room and try to build some strength, build some toughness and build some camaraderie and hopefully put ourselves in a position to compete again, week by week next year.
Excellent. Well, sounds like a busy 2026 for you. Going to have the double children. You're going to have two children in the mix. So running what a spread, 9 and 0 years old.
Right.
But best of luck, Coach, and congrats on another amazing season with the Red Hawks. I mean, certainly up there and it's like a rite of passage now. It's like, okay, the prep, Amesbury, and that's the North Shore team in the mix. So, best of luck in the off season with the newborn coming on the way and thanks for catching up with us.
Hey, thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate it.
All right. Have a good one, Coach. Talk soon.
All right. See you.
Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
Did you know that professional builders and remodelers choose Anderson Windows more than any other brand in the United States? If you're thinking about replacing the windows in your home, come to Moynihan Lumber to check out the Anderson Woodright Replacement Window, which can add considerable value to any home. You can see all the Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plastow, New Hampshire. Or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
The Sports Desk back at it with our latest guest. This is a rite of passage for mid-ish December, and it's going to be the co-chair of the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Basketball Tournament coming up later this month, Rick Gorman. What's going on, Rick?
Hey, everything's going great. Thanks for having us back on again this year to talk about what we obviously passionately call the best holiday tournament around.
It is. It's like March in December, and only true high school Massachusetts basketball followers know what that means. It's like the first tournament before the tournament. So, and this is the time of year, Rick, where there's a lot of holiday tournaments, you know, and Commonwealth is, we got to start with the year it is. And is it my understanding that this is 49th year?
Yeah, so we actually clarified that to everybody because even I was a little confused. So the tournament year-wise, this is year 51.
Yeah.
But if you remember, we got locked out 2 years due to COVID in 20 and 21. So the actual tournament is year number 49.
Wow.
We're already starting to plan for a big celebration next year, which will be the actual 50th year of the tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, so if it wasn't for COVID, would that be last year would have been 50, possibly?
Last year would have been 50, yeah.
Yeah, that's incredible. But here we are, year 49. What a run. And, you know, the teams that are in there, boys and girls. And let's get the facts out of the way. So give us the where and the when and the how. Let's do that first.
Absolutely. So obviously, it's a three-day tournament. We've mixed it up on how to do it best. Not everybody loves every plan, but most of the coaches do not want to start the day after Christmas. So we start the 27th, we play the 28th, and then we'll be off on the 29th, and we'll have final day on the 30th. So yeah. Those are the 3 days. We're going to be pretty much starting at noontime. We'll be playing up until 8, 9 o'clock at night, all three nights. I think everybody knows it's we've found a home. Well, we've come back to our original home, which was Merrimack College.
Yeah.
But now it's just unbelievable. We can put both the girls division and the boys division all under basically one roof. We have the Hamill Court, which is the traditional place we always played in the early years. But now we've taken over the fact that Merrimack's D1 now. Obviously, the Lawler Arena, which is the hockey arena, is also transferred every other day into a basketball court, too. So between the two courts, we'll have games going on at all times. You know, Merrimack's a great host. It's a great site getting kids on a college campus. Plenty of parking. And obviously, we're going to be there those 3 days. We do encourage people to get online tickets as early as we had it live yesterday. You know, you can still get tickets at the door, but especially that last day, you could get shut out because we have had close to capacity on the finals.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, Rick, now buying a ticket, can you buy like a whole tournament pass or is it like game by game? Day by day?
If you go to our Facebook page and obviously all of our social media, you can log on to that. It'll explain everything. But the best thing about it is, you know, you go for one day, you get to stay there the whole day. You get all of the games. And if I'm correct, I'll have people double check it. You can actually purchase for all 3 days ahead of time also.
Okay. Yeah. So it's just, and then is there two games always going on at once or is it one after another?
So it's staggered a little bit, mostly two games going at once, but one game may be starting, the other one might be finishing, the next teams could be warming up. that's the really cool thing about it is, you know, you can go back and forth to each one. You may have a girls game in one of the gym, a boys game in another part of the gym, but another part of the facility. But it's just a great facility to put everything under one roof, because for years we had separate sites. So the boys might be at North End of Ohio, the girls might be at Central Catholic. Now we're all under one roof. And, you know, I get a little nervous. Merrimack's big time now. It's growing incredibly. They got a high-level D1 program, both on the boys and girls side. So I'm hoping we're going to be able to get to stay at Merrimack, and we don't have to go back to the old way. But Merrimack's been awesome for us. They hosted our pre-tournament banquet this past Sunday, where we put all 16 teams, players, coaches, and the Sackowitz Center. We got some breakfast for them, and then we had some guest speakers, and then kind of logistics about the tournament. And then as they walked out the door, they got the swag that everybody wants, the tournament sweatshirt. So they all took that home with them.
Yeah, I see that on Twitter. A lot of great posts from the teams that will be participating, you know, drumming up that energy. They love talking about the upcoming tournament. And speaking of the teams, you know, break them down for us. What do you got in the boys division? Who do you got in the girls?
Yeah, let's start with the girls division. Obviously, it's always hard seeding it. The teams, we ask for input from the coaches. We ask for inputs from the committee members. On the boys' side in particular, we had a couple of college coaches that have seen all of the teams weigh in on it. And then we do the very best in October to give what we think might be the seedings. Most of these coaches want to have their schedule done ahead of time. The perfect world would be if we kind of announced the seedings like on Sunday at the banquet, but people want to get their schedule set and everything else. So we do a really good job. Sometimes, you know, we get some feedback from people, but overall, we've proven over all the years that we pretty much got a pretty good handle on the seeding. So on the girls' side, returning as the number one seed this year is Andover. Number two seed is Pawtucket. Number three seed is Natick. Westford Academy is the fourth seed. Bridgewater Raynham is the fifth seed. Central Catholic High School is the sixth seed. North Andover High School is the seventh seed. And Methuen is the eighth seed. And on the girls, you can see we got some heavy teams there that, you know, every year it's a different team. You know, Andover and Pawtucket, always a tough. Bridgewater Raynham is a state, big state program. Central Catholic's won this tournament a number of times. You know, Natick is cannot be overlooked. So that's the seedings for this year. On the girls' side, again, I expect first four games on day one to be great. On the boys' side, we got and there's clearly two teams that we think are stronger than the other teams, and that's Beverly and Central Catholic at 1 and 2. But then, you know, seeds 3 to 8, you know, these teams could pull big time upsets. So we got Beverly as the number one seed, edging Central Catholic. Which, by the way, Central Catholic, if you're following all the stuff, most people think that could be the number one team in the state. So I know Mark Dunham's squad is a very strong team. So I do think Beverly and Central Catholic, you know, Beverly, this is the year they've been kind of waiting for. This is a team that took some lumps the last 2 years in the Christmas tournament, but they're built for this tournament this year. So after that, we have the return of Greater Lawrence Tech. This is huge for us because Greater Lawrence was one of the original members of the tournament, got out of the tournament about, I don't know, 10 to 15 years ago. They were having a hard time competing in the tournament. So they're back in. Stevie Martinez has totally turned that program around. They're our number three seed. Perennial Power Andover with Dave Fazio is our fourth seed. North Andover is the fifth seed. Methuen's the sixth seed. And then Lawrence is the seventh seed, and St. John's Prep is the eighth seed. And, you know, a lot of bulletin board material. Some people don't like being the eighth seed or the seventh seed. But, yeah, you know, I think that's great. Put it on the bulletin board. Make that be an incentive. If you didn't really like your seed, again, we're doing the best we can. And we'll see how it ends up. So on the boys' side, like, You know, if you're a Vegas bettor, you've got Beverly and Central Catholic, but don't rule out any of these other teams.
Yeah. Yeah. And Central Catholic, a Final Four participant last year, losing to the eventual state champ, and they won 17 regular season games. No wonder why they're so up there.
Yeah. Central Catholic has arguably one of the best players in the state, if not one of the total top five players, in Javi Lopez. And then counted by that, you look at Beverly, they've got, you know, one of the top players in the state in Jacob Class. So, a lot of people are saying, wow, it's going to be a great final, Beverly Central Catholic. The other six teams say, hey, hold it a minute. Don't be anointing them into the finals, because anything can happen in this tournament. Perfect example, my hometown team of North Andover was the number one seed last year and got bounced in the semifinals. Obviously, it was the most experienced team. So things happen, and you never know. You know, an eighth seed could knock off a number one seed. Yeah. Both the boys and the girls. It's, obviously, you know those teams that are strong right away, but this is what's great about this tournament. Who knows?
Exactly. Throw them in there and see what happens. And what I also love, too, Rick, is Bridgewater-Raynham being in here. Like, you know, it's like, hey, our little corner of the world here, Merrimack Valley, North Shore. And you know what? Bring up the South Shore team, too. We'll let you in. And they've been a pretty consistent entity.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, we've had a little struggle, a little bit on the girls team division with, you know, getting some teams to want to totally commit to it. We had a couple of teams that kind of withdrew, Bridgewater-Raynham, you look at places like Bridgewater-Raynham and Natick, they're teams that are really good teams from other parts of the state that really want to come up here and play. Obviously, when you look at the boys' side of stuff, it's a Merrimack Valley North Shore type thing. It's really Merrimack Valley, and then you got Beverly and St. John's Prep from obviously right. The North Shore area. So, yeah, there's lots of teams that want to get into this tournament. We have a lot of factors that we have to look at. That first of all, is there an opening? That's the first thing. And then we're looking for obviously a good match for us, you know, whether it could be what division they're in, you know, how good the team could potentially be this year. The power rankings play a lot into this whole thing in terms of, you know, no offense to a Division V team, but that would not overly help, you know, obviously some of our large Division I teams. So every year we get a ton of requests and we take them seriously. We got to first obviously take a look at whether there's an opening and then we kind of go from there. But Bridgewater-Raynham, their coach and her husband, big-time Merrimack Valley people from back in the day. So they've been trying to get into this tournament for a number of years. So they're excited to be back. They probably do a tremendous job PR and the whole thing and talking about how great this tournament is up in the Merrimack Valley.
Yeah, 100%. And another thing I love is the pre-tournament banquet, bringing all the kids together and getting in front of a great speaker and speakers. And one of them, the noted speaker this year, was Andover High Boston College star and Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic Hall of Famer Ted Kelly. What was his message this year?
Yeah, Ted has been a friend of the tournament. Even before I even knew him, I knew the legend of Ted. But for years, he's been calling me up before the tournament, wanting to know what's going on and stuff. Obviously, we inducted him in our first Players Hall of Fame last year. You know, a decorated Merrimack Valley player at Andover. He won the tournament three times as a player, yeah. Was an MVP, and then went on to have a great career at Boston College, too. So his message to the kids was, you know, just live in the moment, enjoy this. He was quick to say this is flat out the best tournament in the state in New England. You guys are lucky to play in this. Take each day for what it is. Leave it all on the floor. Be competitive. He didn't make apologies that he'll be rooting for Andover, his hometown team. But he had a great message. And then Lori Trahan, Congressman Lori Trahan, also spoke. And she's a former Division I athlete, volleyball player at Georgetown. And obviously one of our most respected politicians in Washington right now. Her daughter plays for Westford Academy.
Oh, nice.
She was actually able to clear her schedule. And she basically talked a lot to both the boys and the girls, focused a little bit on the girls about how lucky they are to play in a tournament like this and, you know, being on a level playing field with the boys and things like that. And, you know, she just had a great message about how this can actually, you know, athletes become CEOs of companies and athletes become, you know, kings and queens of industry. And, you know, she had a great statistic of how many CEOs in the United States actually played a sport when they were in high school. So her message was great. We appreciate both of them. And then I think you'll lead into this, but I'll jump into it. You know, he hates when I say this all the time, but you know, when we first took this over, this tournament was dying and it was seriously going to stop. A few of us jumped in to try to save it, but we couldn't save it unless we got a major sponsor. And that was Charlie Darrow from Commonwealth Motors. He literally has saved this tournament. And, you know, his financial support has been incredible. Even the 2 years we didn't have a tournament because of COVID, he didn't miss a beat. Each kid still got scholarships and things like that. So he gives out $16,000 in scholarships on Sunday, $1,000 scholarship to each player from one player from each team. He's always bailed us out with any other financial stuff we need. He's a guy that he doesn't want any attention. Yeah. He loves the Merrimack Valley. He loves what we're doing here. And, you know, the bottom line is no Charlie Darrow, no tournament. And I say it every year. He is the guy that keeps this going. And all the special things, you know, when we're a little worried about, do we have enough money to pay for the sweatshirts and stuff? Charlie's like, no money. We deal with this. Let me know what you need. And he takes it through. I love the guy. The tournament loves the guy. He's just a special human being.
Yeah. Yeah. You need that support, literally, you know, and it just kind of rolls off the tongue. You don't even realize that it's like a sponsor, like Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. It's just like it's so embedded into the fabric of this tournament and what they've done for you guys. And that's just special to be able to bring these kids together, the communities together. And speaking of communities, is there still the fan section award?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked about that. So on top of everything else, we started this thing called the Commonwealth Cup. And it's recognized for the best fan section, not just the students, because we want grandparents, parents, gym, you know, hoop junkies that love their hometown team. They're the loudest, the most into it. And we decide at the end of the tournament who that is. The Andover Jungle, which is their fan section, has won the most, followed by Lawrence, actually. What we do is when we select it, we then bring the Commonwealth Cup. And we presented at a home Friday night game of that team to their fan section, and they do it up big, and it's special, and it's the way we want everybody to come. But it's not just teenagers and young people that come to this game. There are people that literally have been to the 49 tournament they'll be looking for their special parking spot and making sure that they can get in there. But it is a cultural phenomenon in our area. I don't really know how to explain it more than we are a huge hoop area, and every part of the state is a hoop, huge hoop area. But how we kind of felt that our whole Merrimack Valley, we're passionate about our league up here, our area up here. And we've just kind of built on what our forefathers put up in 1975. And, yeah, it's just something great. I mean, I'll be exhausted after 3 days. I think everybody will be exhausted, but it is a passion of love for hoops. And, you know, anybody that's never been there, even if you don't have a kid playing, come on up and check it out. You'll actually watch great hoop.
Yeah. And remind me the defending champs for each side.
So the defending champ, you caught me off guard here, Andover Warriors last year. In Central Catholic on the girls' side.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And that's Casey, right?
Yeah. Casey's on our committee. She's not only a phenomenal coach, girls love her. Her relationships with stuff, but the stuff she does for us, like, you know, she's attends meetings, but all these graphics you're going to see over the 3 days and the updates of the scores and stuff, that's all her. She, you know, besides coaching her team and everything else, she's doing all that for us. But You know, obviously this year, you know, Central Catholic's the sixth rated team, but don't ever sleep on Central Catholic or Casey Grahams, that's for sure.
Yeah. Or Fazio for that matter.
Yeah. And, you know, Faze, he's our legend. You know, he's retired now. I talked to him the other day. He went back to work for, I guess, 6 weeks, and he hasn't been able to play pickleball, so he was all fired up about that. But obviously, Andover's the fourth seed, and they got a tremendous player in Josh Rue. He can shoot from the parking lot. But again, you know, Faze is one of the elite coaches in the state, so he'll have the Warriors ready. But you go down the line on, and it, just speaking because I cover more of the boys' side, but you know, you got the people for, you know, Matt Karakoudis at Beverly. You got Mark Dunham at Central. You know, Stevie Martinez, what he's done at Greater Lawrence. You got Dave Fazio, obviously, in Andover. Paul Tanglis is just one of the most prepared coaches in the state. Ryan Middlemiss has taken over this Methuen program. Mike Isola has taken over the Lawrence program. They've taken their lumps, but he's got them ready. Yeah. And then Corey Lowe. I mean, Corey Lowe, one of the greatest players to play in the state, has taken over as the St. John's prep coach. And if you know Corey and you know how his teams played at Newton South, their offense is going to be good and they're going to be tough. So they may be the eighth seed, but at the end of the day, they could make some noise. So, and on the girls' side too, when I go down the line, I mean, just elite level coaches on top of everything else. And I think that's another thing that makes this tournament so great is, you know, the coaching on both the boys and girls are unbelievable.
Yeah. Yeah. Great rivalries across the board. And just a nice way for the Merrimack Valley to get a little peek at each other.
Yeah.
You know, like, and set themselves up for that regular season grind that's going to come in January and February.
Right. You know, in the old days, you know, the teams that have played most in the finals would be like a Central Catholic versus Andover, or even Lawrence versus Central Catholic or Lawrence versus Andover. They would sometimes play twice during the year. They would play in the Christmas tournament, and because of the way the North was before we went to the right. state thing, they'd see each other in the North Final. Some of these teams would see each other four times
a quarter year. Of their Great. Season, almost like a yeah. fifth of their season is each other.
Yeah.
In that scenario, but it's a great take. Merrimack College, the where and the when again is first tip is December 27th. So 2 days after Christmas, that'll be the Saturday after Christmas, correct?
Yep.
And it moves on to Sunday, and then a break Monday, and then the finals Tuesday.
Yep, we take a break on Monday, final day on Tuesday. We did go 1 year due to some Merrimack conflicts, and we had to go 3 days in a row. I got to be honest with you, even I, as a tournament coordinator, I thought that was too much, but coaches just don't want to do that. It's a lot in 3 days because of the intensity of this tournament, right? A lot of tournaments are, you know, there's four teams, they play twice or whatever. This is an eight-team division. You play three games, and somebody comes out 3-0, somebody comes out 0-3, and then everybody else fights whether they're 1-2 or 2-1.
Yeah, 100%. So it's at CMCC Tourney on Twitter. That's one way to find out about buying tickets. And then you go to their Facebook page, Commonwealth Motors Xmas Classic is technically the URL, but you can just search it. You'll find it. Plenty of ways to get there and have a great take for a few days in December. Awesome, awesome stuff, Rick. We appreciate you coming on. Any last word, anything I didn't give you a chance to mention?
No, I mean, I really appreciate you guys. I think this is year three or four that you've had me on, and you know, it's a chance for us to obviously talk to a broader, you know, media outlet that is going to spread the word on this. You know, having Beverly and St. John's Prep or Bridgewater, Ram and Natick, we're getting more and more people coming from other parts of the state. That's great. But
yeah,
we appreciate your support, and we just appreciate everybody's support to keep this alive. It's going to be a great 49, but I got to be honest with you, we're already preparing for the 50th. So I'd love to guys maybe even come on down to help us celebrate the 50th next year.
50th. I can't wait to follow the stories leading up to that one. Going to be a fun take. Rick Gorman, thanks and best of luck. Get some rest before the big tournament.
Absolutely. We appreciate you guys. Thank you.
All right. Have a good one, Rick.
Take care.
Bye now.
I'm Marianne Smith, president of the Cape Ann Savings Bank. We are proud to sponsor the Cape Ann Savings Bank Student Athlete of the Year. Whether it's football, field hockey, tennis, soccer, or any other sport, when a student athlete strives for excellence, it inspires the whole community. The team at Cape Ann Savings Bank in Gloucester, Rockport, and Manchester-by-the-Sea always give their best, and we're happy to honor the student athletes and good sports who do too.
Cape Ann Savings Bank, member FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
If you're looking for a way to cut your energy bills, Moynihan Lumber has a solution. Take a look at a wide selection of energy-efficient Anderson windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
This is Bob Montgomery, and when hunger calls, North Shore residents must pay a visit to the New Brothers Deli in downtown Danvers. They're open daily for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They have everything from eggs to meat to fish, and it's all made from scratch with the finest fresh ingredients. New Brothers Deli has specials that are sure to fill you up and satisfy. Kenny and Carrie invite you to visit the New Brothers Restaurant and Deli at 31 Maple Street in the middle of downtown Danvers. Call 978-750-0100 for more information.
All right, North Shore Sports Desk, we're back at it. Thank you to our guests. Again, what a run for Amesbury Redmen football. Amesbury Red Hawks. You know, small little area up there for football, but Colin McQueen has put that team on the map without question. So one of the powerhouses in its own division, Division 7, holding its own in the Cape Ann League, more than holding its own, and then showing it can compete at the state level. So good things happening in Amesbury for sure. And on the other side, Rick, it was great to catch up with him, talking about the Commonwealth Motors Christmas Classic. Coming up the later this month, going to be a great take. Heck of a way to start a winter season. I mean, it's basically like postseason before the postseason, right? So December basketball in the Merrimack Valley and North Shore, and March basketball is so good, right? And in between, you get some great takes for regular season stuff. So, but it's a great way to kick off and finish the athletic year, and it always is. So stay with us. We got one more segment to go.
This is Peter Nicolakopoulos, owner of Pomodori Roast Beef and Pizzeria. Come check out our newest location, Pomodori's in Newburyport at 192 State Street. We have a beautiful restaurant with excellent pizzas, tender roast beef sandwiches, fried haddock and clams, and the best calzones around. We also offer catering for lunch and dinner events. Pomodori has a long history of supporting the local community. Visit our newest Pomodori's in Newburyport. Details at PomodoriPizzeria.com.
If you're planning to replace the windows in your home, look no further than Moynihan Lumber and Anderson Windows. Anderson is the most trusted name in windows throughout the United States. You can see the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire. Or visit us online at MoynihanLumber.com. That's MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Looking for the best place on the North Shore to gather with friends after work, on the weekend, or catch a game? Eat, drink, and chill at the Sylvan Street Grill in Peabody and Salisbury. Enjoy daily specials, mouth-watering appetizers, and delicious entrees. There is something for everyone at the Sylvan Street Grill. Come check out the newly expanded bar in Peabody with 42 beers on tap and 20 TVs for all the games.
Sylvan Street Grip. All right, North Shore Sports Desk back at it for one final segment. Just want to say thanks everyone for listening. We got two shows left in the year. We'll do a little yearly recap next week, but I believe our show will probably go out. I don't know if we'll go out the day before Christmas, day after. Probably day after, I'm not sure, but
if we go the day after, Merry Christmas, everybody. If you celebrate, no matter what you celebrate, any religious festival or ceremony or celebration, thank you for listening. You know, it's been a fun year, 2025. State titles, near misses, and a heck of a lot of great guests. And I thank Cape Ann Savings Bank and Moynihan Lumber for bringing out the best student athletes we have. So look forward to having more of those kids on as we go forward and turn the page in 2026. But for now, thanks for listening. One more show to go. We'll talk to you next week.
Merry Christmas, everyone.